Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Chris McDonald over at MPFeed. Lorenzo's music, the next big thing. Podcasters are going crazy about these guys. So I'm not going to sit here and explain to you why I think they're great. You're just going to have to listen to them and make your own. This is Lorenzo's music with I'm Doing Fine.
The bug-eyed grin talked to me about back when and how everybody's been. Me, I'm doing fine. Things that were forgot for good reason, you cringe to even think about. Someone will remember. Surrounded by its guilty weight, standing up just to fall down. Me, I'm doing fine. What's good or what's not got me by default, just play it by ear. Guess I'll find out when I'm dead.
Insomnia Radio, episode 101. Insomnia Radio. Hey gang, welcome to the show. Kicking off Insomnia Radio 101 and setting the mood for the rest of the show, a double shot from Lorenzo's music from their album Solamente Tres Palabras. Great stuff, and I got to talk to you just a little bit about this band. They are so cued into technology, and it is really, I think it's bolstered their success. If you go to lorenzosmusic.com, you'll notice that they've got, they're using a lot of tools that podcasters use, you know, the audio voicemail, Creative Commons, things like this. What they've got going on now, though, is really, really cool. They're basically allowing anyone to make a video of any of their tracks. The way it works is you go to their music page, you download any of their songs, right? And then you go to a website called iSpot.com, and I guess this site has just a plethora of free clips. You can upload your own clips from your camera phone, all kinds of interesting stuff, and just roll together a video, and it's all free. So you might want to toy around with that. Anyway, lorenzosmusic.com is their website. Definitely tell them hello. They've been kicking around for quite a while. One of the first bands that I played on Insomnia Radio. And just felt like it was time to bring them back and set a good benchmark for the rest of the episode. So Insomnia Radio 101, we've got Talk Back. We've got lots, and I mean lots, of very moody, mellow music for you. And I'm going to give away a coffee subscription. So keep listening. We're going to keep the music going. This is Sam Mellon and the Skylarks with The Bombs All Fall Around Me here on Insomnia Radio.
Artillery, where the bombs all fall around me, in the shapes of plastic figurines. I still wait to hear footsteps. I'm picking up change and scrambling for my extra set of keys. Then I wonder why you left without me, because the benefits seem highly overrated, and the bombs all fall around. So surprised to still be on my own, despite my every effort to unfold. I'm so surprised to still be on my own, waiting for the rotary ringing from my telephone. So I took to my surroundings, looking for the kind of clues that you might have left for me. My search was elementary. Like 7 years of marriage, I joined a team that wouldn't even want to share my name. But on the backs of sweatshop labor, I was chosen for the cause. It was merely speculation. I'm so surprised to still be on my own, despite my every effort to unfold. Surprised to still be on my own, waiting for the rotary ringing to find my telephone. Find my telephone.
I'll be the first to admit that LA, when I think of Los Angeles, California, I don't think of it as a city that is just dripping with excellent alt country and Americana bands, but I'm starting to see the error of my ways. Through digging around and looking through Sam Mellon and the Skylarks website, I found a link to a site called Los Angeles Americana and Roots, and apparently, man, there's just a lot of stuff out there, so that's great. But I played Sam Mellon as a solo artist about probably over a year ago. I had a song called, I think it was Bringing Me the Drugs, and I just remember the CD cover. It was like this purple CD cover with a Volkswagen bug or beetle on the front of it. Great, great, great album and great song. Sam contacted me recently and said, hey, I've got a new band and we've got a little bit of a different sound. And I checked it out and there you go. Now, if you've wondered, are you wondering why that song sounds so good, even hearing it at 128K? I did a little digging and I found out that the 10 tracks they recorded in Oakland, California, were all recorded to analog 16-track 1-inch tape. And, you know, Recliner does the same thing. They like the analog sound because it's so buttery and so rich. And for any fans of vinyl, I think it's the only way to go, really. I know Bob Dylan recently has been going off saying that there's no good music anymore because it all sounds too... too artificial and too manufactured from all the digital effects and everything. I gotta agree with him. I'm not an audiophile. I don't claim to be some, you know, audio buff, but when you hear music like that that is so rich and has all this instrumentation recorded to analog, it really does make a difference. But okay, rant over. SamMellon.com is the website. Links will be on insomniaradio.net. And we're gonna keep the music going now. This is Amit with Skyrockets. This is a band previously featured on Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and it really fits the mood of this show. So enjoy, and I'll see you in a few.
Place to seek and ride, to spot and grow. And did we make the game to replay, to depart, to survive? I count down the time today for you to arrive. Skyrockets to my ear, skyrockets fire, skyrockets to my ear. Skyrockets, fire and take off. Skyrockets to my head, skyrockets fire and take.
in Kuwait and now living in San Francisco. That is Amit with his track Skyrockets. You can find more music and information about him by visiting amitmusic.com. It's amitmusic.com.
Still asleep when the wind died, obsessed with goals, caffeine shots in my eyes. I'm so tired as you scream, come on, wake up, kid. Open your eyes. Saturday when I woke up from a daze that seemed to last a week long. Paid my dues. It's time to play. Come on, make it happen. Open your eyes. I got a shot and I just can't seem to shake it. And tonight nobody knows that I'm broken. When the night is coming down to an end, you know tomorrow I will be feeling.
Band A Week's Worth from San Diego, California, and you just heard When the Week Died. They have a, you know what, before I even say that, I have to apologize right now to Michael from San Diego, because I've been notorious lately about getting submissions from the regional show cities and playing them before the hosts play them, and I'm sorry, you guys. It just really fit the mood of this show. But hey, the more podcasts they're on, the better anyway. As I was saying, the EP is self-titled. It's called A Week's Worth, and you can get it at aweeksworthmusic.com. Or if you're in the San Diego area, It's at M Theory Music and at Lose Records in Encinitas. The EP, if you want to order it online, is only $8. Shipping and handling is included. By the way, I've got something that I really, really want to recommend to everyone who likes music. It's called mp3tunes.com. And no, this is not an advertisement. I've personally been using it the last few days and I really dig it. It's online music storage that syncs with your computer. It is very, very cool. You get up to a gigabyte for free. If you want to go beyond that, you can. But you get up to a gigabyte for free of storage. And they've got this really cool little app that can sync with, you know, any folder on your computer or iTunes or Winamp or Windows Media Player. And it is just awesome. For example, what I've been doing is they've got a feature on there called Side Load. You can side load tracks into your locker. And they call it a free music locker, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. But, you know, let's say I'm listening to another podcast, or I'm visiting an MP3 blog, and they have a link to download an MP3. There's an extension for Firefox and also one for Internet Explorer that allows you, it actually brings up a little SL icon next to any MP3 that you can download, and you just literally click that button and it loads it into your music locker like that. It is really, really cool. It's a neat way, and you know, you can organize your, you can organize it into playlists and genres and things like that, and it's just a cool way to you know, to be able to access like your favorite songs or songs that you maybe want to check out but don't have time to download it, or you know whatever. It's really cool. mp3tunes.com is the site, and it is free. From what I can tell, there's no catches, there's no advertisements. It's just a gigabyte of free syncable storage across, like, I think 3 different computers. So anyway, guys, definitely check it out. I think it rocks. I think it's going to be the future. It's about time somebody did this. By the way, this is created by, I think his name's Sean Fanning, who did a little thing called Napster in the beginning. So I'd keep an eye on it. All right, a little bit more music, and then I'm going to give away some coffee. This is Rachel Zamstein from New Jersey, and this song is incredible. It's called This Gun, and I think you guys are really, really gonna dig it.
It is. let me know. Let me go easily over speakerphone. And oh, so liable to grow if you blow me off completely. Too bad right now I got the floor. It's this gun, it's this gun in your mouth. It's this gun, it's this gun in your mouth. It's this gun, it's this gun in your mouth. It says you're gonna do some listening now.
Her name is Rachel Zamstein. She's from New Jersey, and that was her song, This Gun. The album, her debut album, is called Bouquet, and you can get it at rachelzamstein.com, pretty much how it sounds, but I'll have a link to her site on my site, insomniaradio.net. And you know what? Do I even need to compare? Fiona who is all I'm going to say, because... you know what, if you want proof that that's not just a, you know, a gem from an otherwise mediocre album, go to her website and you can stream, I'm pretty sure, the majority of the album, and it's a nice high-quality stream. It is just stellar. I mean, I typically don't listen to music that fits into that genre, but it's just incredible, and I urge you guys to go to the site if you like that at all. And pick up her album, pick up the track, and just give her some support. All right, moving on. I think it's time to give away a month of coffee. If you guys don't know already, we launched the Insomnia Coffee Club a couple weeks ago, and so far it's going pretty well. We've got a nice big handful of subscribers, and the number keeps going up, and I'm fairly surprised. So thank you to all of you who have ordered so far. Basically, the premise behind it is I'm going to give you an excellent, personally approved brand of blend, I should say, of independent coffee. It's kind of stuff that's made in small batches and that, isn't nationally sold. But we've been in touch with a lot of independent roasters, and needless to say, I'm going to be quite caffeinated for the next several months while I choose these blends. The first one has been chosen, though. It's Jelks Louisiana blend from Shreveport, Louisiana. And it is the kind of coffee that actually would go well with a steak, if you can picture that. It's very, very dark, spicy, bold, but very, very good. And so that's going to be in the first month's package, along with a 16-track compilation CD made just for Coffee Club subscribers. And I'm pretty sure that Justin is actually going to create a recipe just for the coffee to kind of complement the coffee. So it's a lot of fun. It's $19.99 a month, but it includes shipping. And I think it's a pretty reasonable price. But if you're interested, just look for the Coffee Cup logo on any of the Insomnia Radio shows and check it out. If you want to win a month and you're a coffee fan, here's what I want to know. And you can send the answer to jason@insomniaradio.net. Let's give it a deadline of September. Oh, that's tricky. What's the date today? Okay, the 27th. So let's make it September 3rd. Is the deadline. I want the answer to the question, what do they call a French press in Australia and in Ireland? Send the answer to jason@insomniaradio.net, and if you win, I will ask for your address, and I will buy you a month of the Insomnia Coffee Club. All right, a little bit. Should we do talk back? Let's see how many songs I have left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lots of music left. So let's go ahead and do another drinking song. This one by the Avett Brothers. It's called When I Drink, right here on Insomnia Radio 101.
When I drink, I say things I don't wanna say. I do things I don't wanna do. I talk mean to you, but if I think, I just might get something out of this. My parents taught me to learn when I miss. Just do your best. Just do your best. It's the only way to keep that last bit of sanity. Maybe I don't have to be good, but I can try to be at least a little better than I've been so far. But when I drink, I hear things that aren't really there. I feel things when I shouldn't really care. Have fist fights with the air. But if I think about someone besides myself, I lived through the silver and the bell. With something to tell, just do your best. It's the only way to keep that last bit of sanity. Maybe I don't have to be good, but I can try to be at least a little better than I've been so far. But when I drink, I spend the next morning in a haze. But we only get so many days. Now I have one less. Just do your best. It's the only way to keep that last bit of sanity. Maybe I don't have to be good, but I can try to be at least a little better than I've been so far. Oh, at least a little better than I've been so far.
Psst, hey you, indie kid. Yeah, you. Are you so indie it hurts? You got something on your mind? You got something you want to rant about? Or maybe you just want to talk to Jason and hundreds of his closest friends? Well, then I suggest you head on over to the Insomnia Radio Forum at insomniaradio.net/forum. Go on, indie kid. Make a friend, or several hundred. It's all up to you.
I'm making a friend. I'm making a good friend. I'm making a friend. I'm making a good friend. Okay, that's
enough. I passed beneath your just the other day, stood in the park like a whistle in the rain. You know the line's just the same. Goodbye is never as easy as blame. I wish you well, I won't kiss and tell. I watch the leaves as they fall. I know you know that I've let you go, though once we were touching souls. All the tales I could tell. I wish you well. Said we never wanted it to end this way, but you know that's what everyone says. It's just the rules of the game. Goodbye is never as easy as blame. I wish you well, I won't kiss and tell. I watch the leaves as they fall. I know you know that I've let you go, though once we were touching souls. All the tales I could tell. I wish you well. It's just the rules of the game. Goodbye is never as easy as blame. I wish you well, I won't kiss and tell. I watch the leaves as they fall. You know I know that you let me go, though once we were touching souls. All the tales you could tell. So wish me well.
All right, The Misspent from the UK with their track Wish You Well. You can find them at themisspent.com, M-I-S-P-E-N-T. The album is Climbing Frames, and I believe it's out now. Before that, we heard the Avett Brothers with When I Drink, and you can find them at theavettbrothers.com with a double T. I guess that can qualify as our in advance or preview segment. I haven't quite named this yet, but where I tried to feature a track from an album that is forthcoming that isn't out yet, you know, just to give them a little bit of promotional help and, you know, spin the wheels a little bit. The Avett Brothers, their album is coming out September 19th. You can listen to this track and a couple others on their MySpace page, myspace.com/theavettbrothers. For future reference, any band I play is myspace.com/bandname, unless I say otherwise. Everybody's getting on the MySpace bandwagon, even though MySpace sucks, but love to hate it, I guess, or hate to love it. Hate to love it. All right, guys, let's get into some talk back. So on Insomnia Radio 99, I asked you guys, and the only question that I really expected you to answer, not the RIAA one, although I did get a few responses, so thank you for those. What I asked you was if, you know, if time and equipment and finances were not an obstacle, what would be the dream podcast that you would create? And there is some crazy noise in the background. I apologize for that. So, let's see. Kara, am I saying that right? Kara, who just started her own podcast, which is way cool. Thanks for letting me help you out with that. And it sounds good, by the way. It's a good start. And it's interesting because she answered this, and then a few days later she said, hey, here's my first show. So she's doing what she wanted to do. She says, I would love to do my own music podcast. Each show I would love to focus on a different genre. Also do shows that feature songs focusing on a lot of, I'm sorry, Kara. Let me start over. Each show I would love to focus on a different genre. Also do shows that feature certain songs that focus a lot on a certain instrument. That's a cool idea. For example, do a whole show on songs with a lot of piano or percussion, etc. That is cool. She's doing her show on GarageBand, which is a pretty, you know, not like the most professional way to do it, but GarageBand does make it pretty easy. GarageBand.com, by the way, not the website, not the software. Hold on a sec. Slow down, Jay, and feel the mellow. Anyway, thank you, Kara, for the response. Stefan, this is a very interesting email. He says, well, I actually started my own podcast about a week ago. I found a decently cheap mic on eBay, then bought a clamp-on swivel arm lamp for $11 at Office Depot. Took off the light, bought a 2.5-inch PVC pipe coupler, cut some notches in it, wrapped some rubber bands, and mounted it to the swivel arm stand to make my own shock mount for the mic. That is brilliant. So, $30 later, I have my own studio mic set up. I then use GarageBand to host it because I can upload 50 songs onto GB for free, and you can create your own podcast for free. He uses Audacity to edit the show, and he just put out his second episode. It is called Indie Spotlight, and he's got a player on his MySpace if you want to check it out, myspace.com/stiffy02, and it's also in iTunes now. So that's cool. He highlights two tracks from one artist each week. That is awesome. Thank you, Stefan. And I had another one. Yeah, here it is. This is from Mark from the Break Room podcast. And I love this. He says, for your talkback segment this week regarding doing a podcast when you have unlimited money or resources, I'd love to start a live concert cast where you would work with the bands to record their concerts and put those out. You know, Mark, I'd like to actually talk to you about that because that's not unreasonable. So send me an email. And he says, also, I'd like to do a Road Stories where you interview bands about some of the wacky or interesting shit that has happened on tour and play some of their live or recorded songs. It's always nice to get a bit of personality from your favorite bands. It can endear or make you hate a band. That is a good point. And, you know, both of those would be killer. And I don't think that's real far out of the realm of possibility. So maybe you should give me a ring or shoot me an email. Anyway, thanks for all your answers. And even though I've had 2 weeks to talk about it, I do not have a question of the week yet. So as the show rolls on, I will think of something. And yes, it's a bit of a long one. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Just felt like really busting out a nice, long, mellow podcast for you this week. Just felt appropriate. So, with TalkBack out of the way, and with no clue what to ask you for next week just yet, we will play some more music. This is Chris Bard, and the song is Play Along, here on Insomnia Radio. Thanks for listening.
Got you inside my head and there's nothing I can do. For now I keep my
my distance like an animal in the zoo. I play along, I need somebody. Play along, don't you want to? You can laugh at me if you want to, I don't really mind. Your cruelty, your kindness, it's all the same, and I want it to be mine. I play along, I want your body. Play along, I'm in love with you.
Washington, D.C., that is Exit Clove, but it's spelled C-L-O-V. They describe themselves as kaleidoscopic pop noir, and they are made up of twin sisters Emily and Susan Sue, Aaron Leader, Brent Niederman, and John Thayer. And my God, they're just great. They're on the record label Livewire Recordings, and I've been talking to a gentleman named JP from Livewire extensively, and let's just say that you will be hearing a lot more from this label, because they have a lot of great stuff to offer. And in the future, you can look forward to an interview with The Rewinds, and hopefully some other goodies like that, courtesy of livewirerecordings.net. Anyway, thanks, JP, for shooting me the track, and thanks to the band for submitting their music. Oh, man. Before that, I almost forgot, Chris Bard. You can find him at chrisbard.net. We heard his song Play Along. He's a solo artist who records his music very lo-fi, but it's still excellent stuff. And he's building a website at the moment, but you can stream the entire album from that webpage. So check him out at chrisbard.net. And, you know, I wanted to talk briefly about something that I've been doing, which is really, it's really fun, but I feel like it's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of situation. We're launching something this weekend, and I'm recording this on Friday. That's a disclaimer. So by the time you hear it, it should be live. It's called localsportsradio.com. And what we're doing with Thimble Media and Insomnia Radio is we are broadcasting local high school sports, starting with the football season. And the interesting twist is that the halftime show, which gets broadcast live and podcasted and streamed to cell phones, et cetera, is produced by Insomnia Radio. And, you know, as is fitting for a halftime show, it's got to be, like, super quick and punchy and energetic. And, you know, I add a little bit of a reverb to my voice. And it's very fun, though. But I guarantee you, if you if you've listened to this show for any length of time, and then you happen to hear these halftime shows, it's going to be a little bit of a shock. But I promise you that this is my real self, and that is the, I don't know what to call it, the super jacked up on caffeine DJ side of me, I guess. But it's a lot of fun. The really cool thing is that this has the potential to reach so many people. It's ridiculous. And, you know, we're going to keep building it out and signing up more schools. And the more schools that we do this for, what I'm interested in is, you know, the halftime show and how many people are going to be hearing these artists is just really exciting. Anyway, if I get the guts, I'll play you a little clip of the halftime show in a future episode, but it definitely won't fit in with this episode, trust me. The next song I've got for you, I believe I've played them before, Street to Nowhere, if I'm not mistaken, from the Bay Area. They have a cool cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. This is one of the most covered songs in existence. At least 30 or 40 bands have covered this track, but Street to Nowhere's is really good, so I'm going to play it for you. This is Hallelujah.
Okay, rolling.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four and the major lift, the baffled key composing Hallelujah, 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 strong, but you needed proof. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew ya. And she tied you to a kitchen chair, broke your throne and cut your hair, and from your lips she drew a hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a call and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
From Oakland, California, that was Street to Nowhere's cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. You can find them at streettonowhere.com, and I highly recommend checking them out. Anyway, guys, I really hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a long time since I've broken the one-hour mark and kept it all within a theme like this, and it's been a pleasure putting this one together and recording it for you. And yes, in the near future, I will release the majority of these songs as a music-only mixtape. So keep an eye on the website for that at insomniaradio.net. And don't forget about the contest. And when you have a chance, check out the forum, insomniaradio.net/forum. I resurrected it, brought it back to life, if only to... I don't know, just rant with the other Insomnia Radio gals and guys. So if you want to eavesdrop, that's cool. If you want to sound off, that'd be even better. And I think that is about it, except for this next final track, which is a little bit of a treat. This is a Chance song that many of you have not heard, I'm guessing. It was a fan-only B-side release that was sent in a newsletter, if I'm not mistaken, quite a while back. I think Chance plans on it being a single, but no concrete plans for it yet. And I'm not even sure where you can get this, but it's just such a great song that it's just a perfect closer to this episode. And go support the guy. This guy, you know what? I know I've talked about him so much before, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but Chance is one of the most innovative artists on the planet. And that's all I'm going to say. My name is Chance.com. Go check him out for yourself. Buy some of his music. Tell him hello. I'm going to close the show with That Means Everyone by Chance. And on the back end, I'll have the question of the week. Enjoy.
I'm here on time. Time is renewed. What should we do? Lay low and pray. We can't see the signs, so give us a clue. Drive to stay on time. Collapse as we climb, but don't break in two. Fly, cause we wanna fly. Try something new. Try to break through. Not just you. That means everyone. That means everyone. That means everyone. That means everyone. Pass us by, deny what we try, like we hardly knew. If you're looking for proof, the impossible crimes are the ones that we always do. We might sink like stones, do we fall off our thrones before we fall through? Don't be surprised if we learn how to fly. Try something new, and not just you. That means everyone. That means everyone. That means everyone. That means everyone. And that means you.
That means everyone, closing out Insomnia Radio 101. You can find him at mynameischance.com, and I want to thank you guys for hanging in there and listening to this lengthy episode. Man, it just felt good, you know? Couple cups of coffee throughout the last 60 minutes or so, and now I'm all mellowed out and tired. But hey, since you guys have been so helpful and so interactive with the question of the week, I actually wanted to ask you something about Insomnia Radio. And I will also have a poll up on the website. It'll be the last poll before I move the site over to Alfred, where the rest of the regional shows are. But let me get to the point. What I'm curious of is, you know, for 100 episodes, with very few exceptions, I've played, you know, roughly the same genres of music. You know, shoegaze, indie rock, a little bit of hard rock, but mostly settling into the rock genre, you know. And I'm wondering if you guys would be open to other genres within each episode, like blues, like hip-hop, you know. I'm just curious. I have no problem sticking with the format, but I think after 100 episodes, it's time to spread the wings a little bit and start getting a little bit more experimental and just kind of reaching out to different areas of music. So if you guys are into that, let me know, and let me know what genres you would be interested in hearing. The email is jason@insomniaradio.net, and I'll also have a poll up on the website when this is posted. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for sticking around, and I'll see you for Double Shots number 28 in just a few days. Take care, gang. This has been a joint production of InsomniaRadio.net and IndieMusicProject.com.